There's been a lot of chat about particularly Heinrich. You've seen him both at IPL and now with Snoop training session that you've had with him down in Florida. What have you made of where he's at as far as his bowling is concerned?
Look, I've been quite happy actually, to be honest. I think one's always got to have a look at what aspect of bowling is working, what isn't, tweaking certain things, making sure you get the balance right. I think in T20 cricket, it's very dangerous to always just look at numbers and say that that is an indication of how somebody's bowled. I think one of the things that we do well as a unit is our tactical planning. And from that perspective, I think he's if he gets the ball in the right area, it'll be fine. But I mean, he's bowling with pace and he's bowling with confidence at the moment. I think the numbers haven't been great for him in the last while, but that I'm not overly concerned. I watched him quite closely during the IPL. And we've had quite a few discussions around tactics and fields and things like that. And if you get those balance, the balance of that right, then what can be big numbers can be turned into a far better return in terms of runs and wickets, etc. So it's about getting the ball in the right place. And I think he's a lot closer than I think people think he is when they just look at the figures of the last while. He's a talented bowler, and I think it's going to be exciting to watch him in the tournament.
Sorry, Luz, can I just have a second one quick?
Yes, yeah, go for it, Stu.
Just more broadly, Eric, around T20 cricket and the way it's being played, particularly what came out of the IPL and the league phase of the IPL and all the big scoring that got seen there. What are bowlers? What's the big challenge for bowlers here, and how do you think it will go in the World Cup, where I guess the standard of bowling will be better than it would have been for most of the IPL?
I think it's an exciting time to be a bowler, and I said it to the guys the other day. I think batsmen are playing with a lot of freedom and a lot of aggression. I don't think it's going to be quite the same as the IPL. The impact player made a massive difference in the way that guys batted, but there are still some cricketers and some batsmen that will play with the same sort of freedom. But I don't think it's going to be quite the same as the IPL. I think it was interesting to see the way that the batting lineups were prepared to operate because of the impact player and the extra batsmen they had at their disposal. So I think that is something we must recognize and understand. Then the other thing for me is the way that bowlers go about the tactics. I don't think there's tremendous amount of new balls to be invented or something like that. I think there's two things. The one is the accuracy of the execution and being very, very accurate with what you want to do and how you want to do it, and then being very smart with your tactics. I still think that makes it an exciting time to be a bowler, to be pulling teams back to what it is acceptable scores and chaseable scores, or defending a total with smart tactics. And certainly that's going to be where our focus is going to be.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stu. Morgan?
Thanks, Susie. Hi, Eric. Eric, the
Hi.
other day, Aiden made mention that batters win games and bowlers win tournaments. So no pressure there on the bowling unit, but I'm sure this is a challenge that you guys are looking forward to and you're welcome and you're quite confident going into the World Cup. And then secondly, how's KG looking? I'm not sure if I missed something on his update. So is he ready for the World Cup?
Yeah, KG's absolutely fine. He bowled really well in the practices we've had. We had a simulation middle the other day, and he was particularly good. We worked through the various phases of the match. We want to be as consistent as we can be around where guys operate and become good at that section of the game. And he was particularly good. So there's no issue with him whatsoever. He's bowling with good pace and good control.
Thanks, Morgan. Are we okay?
Hi, Eric. I just want to find out, are there any specific plans that you guys have been working on as a bowling group?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch the last bit. Any specific players you're working on?
I meant specific plans that you guys have been working on as the bowling group.
Oh, sorry, plans. As I said, I think the accuracy of execution is always important. We talk about there's a subtle difference between looking at a batsman and seeing what his strengths are and where he wants to hit the ball and then making a plan around that, as opposed to saying, I've got the ball in my hand, I start this dance, and I want to make you hit the ball in this particular area. And that's a far more dominant, it's subtly more dominant for bowlers to have that attitude. And that's the way that we are talking. How can we make batters hit the ball into areas that we want to hit, want them to hit, and where our protection is? So for me, as the one is the execution of that tactic, and secondly is being smart with those tactics, trying to find what information we can get. No one's played in this pitch before, so we don't know what the pitch is going to offer us. We don't know what conditions are going to offer us, but we can look at the footage of the batsmen and see what they give us from a technical reason that we can utilize to build tactics. So being accurate and being smart with tactics, that's really what we've been working on the discussions that we've been having, because that's where we're going to be able to restrict teams. But, you know, if we can save 10 or 15 runs by being clever, then that makes a massive difference in the outcome.
Thanks, Thank Obi King. We'll go Stu again. And just a reminder to those of you on the call, if you do have a question, just to raise your hand. Go ahead, Stu.
Eric, it's another World Cup for South Africa. I was wondering from your perspective, what did you learn from working with a group in India last year that you would want to apply for this tournament? And in terms of your relationships with the guys, is that obviously you've spent more time with them, so is that improved, and is the messaging that you're trying to get across to them a lot clearer than it was say before India last year?
Yeah, I think, Stu, that's a great question. I think that is a very important aspect of modern sport. Guys go away, it's a little bit like they've come home again. They've been at boarding school and they've come back to the family. And I think that's what the guys feel like. And I think that's an important aspect of what this unit's about. One of the things that, you know, I think is important to do is to build trust. Not, you know, we knew each other from my perspective. I played against all of them in the IPL, or been involved with teams playing against them in the IPL, worked with some of the guys, but you sort of build up a relationship of trust when you work together like that. Trust in myself as a coach, trust in each other as a unit, and what we can and can't do together. And that's something that I think what stood us in good stead in the Indian conditions in the 50 over World Cup. And I think it's the same thing here. So we've got some momentum, and let's build on what we've done. The foundation, excuse me, the foundations that we've laid to go forward. So it is now like we're adding on to conversations rather than starting new conversations. And that's an important aspect of it. And we've been talking on, you know, together for the last 2 months. We've been having little conversations on in whatever way we can as a group to make sure that we've arrived here ready. Because as we all now know, the modern landscape is that you're playing in so many different tournaments, your opposition, and you don't have the luxury of long periods of preparation. So we've done the best we possibly can to arrive here, having started our language again, because that's what it's really about. Speaking the way that we do, whether it's about tactics or the roles that people play.
Thanks, Stu. Keenan?
Thanks, Lucy. Hi, Eric. You spoke about Kagiso briefly. I just wanted to know if you could give us any feedback on other players like Othniel Bartman and Shamsi, Tabrai Shamsi, who were also ruled out for a few games against the West Indies.
Yeah, both are fine. We've had absolutely no issues with injuries whatsoever. He went over his ankle a bit, and I think it affected his knee more than anything else. But he's fine now, and he started his build up when I arrived, pretty much. And then we had our medal simulation, played a full part of it, and the last practice we had as well, ran in the ball with pace. And the same with Tabriaz. He's bowling without any sense of injury or concern or being held back. You know, there's no restriction on quota or how much he bowls or when he bowls, and he's able to go full out at the moment. So at the moment, clean bill of health across the board from that perspective.
Thanks, Keenan. We'll look to wrap with one more from Stu.
Thanks, Lucy. Eric, just on South Africa's first opponents, in a very general question, Sri Lanka have always, you know, put together teams that have got a variety of skills, especially with a ball. What do they bring that's going to make them dangerous on Monday?
Well, I think one of the things we need to understand the conditions. We're gonna there's a warm up game that we're gonna look at today just to see what it's about. Obviously, the more conditions suit us, the better for us. The more conditions suit them, the tougher opponents they become. So we don't know what this wicket's going to offer. It's going to be new for everybody. And it's going to be about the team that adapts the quickest. But certainly, they're a dangerous unit. They've got some great skills and some innovative skills amongst the bowling unit. I mean, they've got you know someone like Matisha that I've worked with, obviously, in the IPL. They've got the round-arm action has become pretty accurate. These Yorkers in particular. Mahesh as well, who's got a lot of variations, but throughout their lineup and from the batting perspective as well, they play with aggression, they play with some freedom. But I think it's got to boil down a lot of conditions and who adapts the quickest. But there's no in this format, as we can tell, any better than most teams, you don't take any opposition lightly. But Sri Lanka are a formidable opposition, so we certainly will make sure that we arrive at the game ready for whatever the conditions or the team throw at us.
Thanks.
I see we do have a hand up from Zolani, so that'll be the official last question. Go ahead, Zolani.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time, Eric. One question I would like to ask, what would you consider as a success during the tournament with regards to your role looking after the bowlers?
Again, the modern game is I've said it a number of times, particularly because of the way the formats work, is about influence, not instruction. So, you know, if I was here instructing people for the period of time we're together, or if it was like that in the 50 over World Cup, then you have some sort of semblance of success or some sort of semblance of growth within the period that you're with them. But once you move away, then that disappears because the instructions disappeared. So I've always said that in the modern era, you have to influence. You have to allow them to grow and become better and better. So, again, I go back to the point I made earlier. I think that one of the big things that bowlers could be better at is tactics, being smarter around the way we do it. So if I can build some understanding in cricketers, I think that's something that we need to do at this level. It's not necessarily coach cricket, but coach understanding of cricket. Then that means that in the future, they go forward and they become better and better. In some respects, you want to make yourself redundant, particularly from a tactical aspect, so that players are able to build their own tactics and arrive at games ready. Because if they have clarity and understanding of their tactics, they're far better cricketers. And that doesn't come through instruction. That comes through them learning and not making mistakes. So for me, if they go away from the tournament, more complete cricketers in terms of their own games and rely less and less on coaches, that to me is a great success.